One of the most colorful and interesting figures in 20th century American Christianity is the evangelist Billy Sunday. William Ashley Sunday Jr. was born on November 19, 1862, right in the middle of the American Civil War. His father was, in fact, a Union soldier in the Civil War. Billy Jr. was never to know his father, however. His father died of influenza only 2 weeks after Billy's birth. His mother simply couldn't survive with Billy and his older brother. She had to send both of them off to an orphan home for Civil War soldiers in Iowa. In the late 1870s, Billy was in Marshalltown, Iowa. He was working in a furniture store, and he was playing on the local Marshalltown baseball team. Like Billy, the American pastime of baseball was born during the Civil War. And like Billy, it grew up pretty fast. Billy was fast, lightning fast, in fact, and he led Marshalltown to the Iowa State Championship, and he led himself to the attention of the National League's Chicago White Stockings. He played there for the Chicago White Sox for 5 years, and then on to the Pittsburgh Pirates for a few seasons, and then on to the Philadelphia Phillies. In 1890, he had a .257 batting average, and even more impressive, he had a record-breaking 84 stolen bases. What was back in 1886, back while he was in Chicago, that Billy Sunday found himself at meetings at the Pacific Garden Mission. There, listening to the gospel, Sunday was converted to Christ at what was called the Old Lighthouse of the Pacific Garden Mission. Very quickly, he became active in the Young Man's Christian Association as an evangelist. And it was also in Chicago that he became a member of Jefferson Park Presbyterian Church. He was a lifelong Presbyterian. Billy left baseball in 1891, really at the top of his career, to work full-time for the YMCA as an evangelist. A few years later, he struck out on his own and formed the Billy Sunday Evangelistic Association. It is estimated that well over 100 million people heard him preach from the mid-1890s right until his death in 1935. As the baseball evangelist, Billy was a cultural icon. He fought hard for prohibition, and he spent significant time and effort for the war effort in the 1910s in World War I. In fact, at one point he says from his platform, "Turn hell upside down, and what do you find stamped on the bottom? Made in Germany." Such was the fervor of Billy Sunday's patriotism and desire to help America in the war effort. He was also known for very colorful quotes during his sermons. He said at one point, "The law tells me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out." He says, "The reason you don't like the Bible, you old sinner, is because it knows all about you." On another occasion, he said, "One reason sin flourishes is that it is treated like a cream puff instead of a rattlesnake. The backslider likes the preaching that wouldn't hit the side of a house, while the real disciple is delighted when the truth brings him to his knees." But my favorite Billy Sunday quote of all time is this one. "Listen, I'm against sin. I'll kick it as long as I've got a foot. I'll fight it as long as I've got a fist. I'll headbutt it as long as I've got a head. And I'll bite it as long as I've got a tooth. And when I'm old and fistless and footless and toothless, I'll gum it till I go home to glory and it goes home to perdition." That's Billy Sunday, the baseball evangelist. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I see we have a little bit of time. Let's dip into the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 2, of God. "There is but one only living and true God, who is infinite in being and perfection, a most pure spirit, invisible, without body, parts, or passions, immutable, immense, eternal, incomprehensible, almighty."